All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Mr. Reggie Jackson of Nurturing Diversity Partners. And let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Angel from Milwaukee's calling
in. Hey, Angel. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, thanks for having me. Listen, it's election day here in Milwaukee, and the voters have an opportunity to reset the coordinates in this city and get the city safer, improve on public education, and make it a city that works for everyone.
So let me do this, Angel. Let me get your phone number. Let Sam get your phone number, and I'll get back with you after the break. Thank you very much for the call. So let me say this, Reggie, we're at a point right now where this nation has to make some decisions, and the decisions cannot be. We've got more important and more pressing issues than the American people. And so you talked about before we went to break about the lack of educating people in this country to be thinkers. We're in a global reality, and you look at our investment in the education of our people, and that's both black and white. And you look at the investment in education in people in India and people in China and everywhere else, and you see that we have chosen the wrong way to go about this. We don't want our people educated. We want our people ignorant. Because as long as the people are ignorant, you can just about feed them anything. I said this before, I'll say it again. That whole thing with, what is his name? Will Smith and Chris Rock. What are we going into the second week and people are still talking about that like that's some... Reggie, I mean, even the media, all of this with all the things that are going on, and even in our community, people are so caught up in things that don't matter one iota. So somebody says, hey, Earl, what do you think? Man, I don't think about that. Don't talk to me about that, And we've got this mentality, and social media has helped exacerbate it, that, anybody can start a conversation. And you can start a conversation about something serious and not get any response, but let it be something like that. And, man, well, what do you think? So somebody posts, well, what do you think about what happened with Will Smith? Oh, 200 people respond. What is that, Rich?
Yeah. Well, I wrote a piece about it, but my piece wasn't about what happened, Earl.
I know it wasn't. I read
that. I wrote was about the reaction to what happened, which I found very interesting, the way people reacted to it, all of these different things, and everybody and their grandmother. It's like you would think, Earl, that everybody in America somehow like are friends with Chris Rock and Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. Like, they know all of their business, right? Yeah, we've been hanging out with them. You don't know anything about these people. Americans have this love affair with celebrities. I mean, it's been that way for a long time in America. It's like something happens to some celebrity, and all of a sudden it's all over the news. It's all over social media, and people can't focus on anything else. It's like, why do we give a crap about these people that are making $25 million to make a sucky movie? Right?
Yeah.
And we don't complain about it. The movie flops and they still got their $25 million. So we are so invested in things that have nothing to do with the reality of our lives, Earl. It's like Americans live vicariously through these celebrities, right? We love attaching ourselves to these celebrities. Man, I tell you one place I hate going, Earl. I hate going to the barbershop, man. I love to get a nice fresh haircut. But I hate sitting in the barbershop listening to the most idiotic conversation you'll ever hear in your life. I mean, it's frustrating that we as Americans have been told to focus on all of these celebrities and, you know, all of the attention that Aaron Rodgers got, you know, last year.
Right.
All the attention that Will Smith is getting. It's like, why do we care about these people? Why are they important? Because the bottom line is this, Earl. Their lives have nothing to do with our lives. Their lives are not going to impact our lives any more than our lives are going to impact it. We can go on Twitter and Facebook and all these other social media, Instagram, and we can say whatever it is we say. They're never going to hear it. They are not going to respond to it. Listen, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith are sitting in their mansion somewhere, living a good life. Chris Rock is living somewhere, living a good life. They're not thinking about what all of these crazy Americans are going back and forth about debating and arguing. It's like, you're arguing about a man that slapped another man, but you're not concerned about the fact that the U.S. at any given moment is shooting a drone into a poor country somewhere around the world. You're concerned about – this is the thing that bothered me more than anything, is the people that said there's never any room for violence. Violence is never the answer. These are the same people that say support the troops. Well, which one is it? Support the troops or violence isn't – the hypocrisy drives me crazy, Earl. You know, we act like a slap was more violent than somebody sitting in a metal canister in the middle of the desert in Arizona pulling the trigger and shooting a drone halfway around the world.
We're
more concerned about a slap.
Reggie, we've been dumbed down, and yes, with more college educated people than we've ever had in the history of this nation, we have been dumbed down. And so it is because of that this nation can do the things that they do. And then, as I stated before, everybody's talking about, again, for the most part, what's happening in Ukraine and what Russia's doing to the Ukrainian people. Oh, look how horrible. And yes, it is, you know. But again, and nobody said one thing. Nobody said one thing, man, about, the depleted uranium bombs and the slaughter that we did in Iraq. You know, I mean, what we did was horrible. But the American people aren't aware of that. So if it's not on the front page, well, I don't know if we even read papers anymore. I don't think we do for the most part, unless it's, geezers like myself and others who read papers. But you don't need to read papers when people get their news off of, cable news channels, which are there, be they Democrat or Republicans, MSNBC or Fox News. You know, when somebody has a channel that's there to make money and they've got all these people on 24 hours a day, hey, come on, man. Well, who wants to sit back and watch them create news? And if they're going to create some news, and if you got 24 hours a day in order to talk about news, let's talk about the real news and not something that is, in competition with the other cable channels. That's what has happened to this country, and people don't want to talk about that, man. But, we have to talk about that because things aren't going to get any better in this country. I'm sorry, Reggie, but I don't see a ray of sunlight and for the future of this country and for the young people who come after you and I.
Earl, I'm asked, am I optimistic about the future, pessimistic? And I say I'm realistic. I'm not either of those other two because, to me, I look at what's happening in the world around us, Earl. And, people have asked me, this guy asked me, I'm not going to even say who he is because I don't want to embarrass this man. But he wanted me to do a series of programs where I talked about why Milwaukee was the best place in the country for black people to live. He literally asked me to do that, Earl. And I said, wait, did I mishear you? Did you just tell me you want me to tell people publicly tell people Milwaukee is the best place in the country for black people to live? He said, yeah. You know, people are tired of all of the, you know, the negative narratives. I'm like, that's not narratives. That's the reality of life in Milwaukee. It's not a narrative. That's the reality. And I was just thinking, like, man, I realized later, it was very specific reason he wanted me to do that. But I'm not going to get into that. But I think about where people get information, Earl. You know, we use a polling system when we do presentations sometimes. And we ask people, you know, anonymously, we ask them questions. And one of the questions I've asked multiple times is, where do you get your news from? So we have like this, you know, the people respond, and you see this word cloud with all of these different places. Earl, there's 50, 60 different places people get their news. People don't get their, like, you know, back in the day, you would listen to Walter Cronkite, right?
Right, right.
Nowadays, man, people are getting news from 50 million different places. How can all of it be reliable, Earl?
Yeah.
How can you trust all of it when you have so much contradiction? I wonder how people can even stay focused enough trying to get news, because you just get stuff and it's just overwhelming to your brain.
Well, you know Reggie, what people
opposite.
Do, and we've got to go to a break. What people do is they become what Rush Limbaugh used to have, ditto heads. And so people just, ditto, mm-hmm. whatever you say. Yeah, Reggie, ditto,
yep.
whatever you say. We've got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. On the line, Reggie Jackson, and we'll be right back.